offering on page 12. And then the shortened vow offering after that, and then the rescue prayer on page 22. Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the whole Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. And having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance. So on up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, the bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. And the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva and noble Avalokiteshvara that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra and noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. On page 12.
Yeah. So today we will be focusing on three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha.
That jewel is Dhambo, Sangji, and Tachinbi. So, Johnny Tatuli is it? And then, Chikun Chula, then Tambi Chikun Chula, Namba, new money. And conjures the children out of the king again, tell a number in charge of the county manager, number mess at the necessary. At the day, said the conjures on the Mayabu, Jihina, Lana, and the Tendari Chiba, the Hira Hungary. At Jidan number in conjures on the Tiabu Yumaki, Nisunga Dunin and Jik, conjures on Nisunga Dunin and now I had to do Dunin and Jiki drop. Tali chobi ni ba lama kujus na yoba toni tala eki ki teba tembu ekende na ba sanji ba enti mene mene sitra loir.
So it's very important to understand what's the object of refuge and what are those objects of refuge and why we are really taking refuge in those three jewels. In other words, it's important to recognize who those objects of refuge are. So it is very clear that whether the individual has become the true practitioner of the Buddha Dhamma or not, it entirely depends upon whether the individual has taken refuge in three jewels genuinely. So taking refuge in three jewels genuinely is very important. To become oneself as a true Dhamma practitioner. So, and here the question is, for what purpose we are taking refuge? Why we really need to take refuge in three jewels?
Так, а я бы тебе на дихи на о, лама ла чуди, санги ла чуди чи лама ла чуди, санги ни ди так, чи ма тимба по ки ди гуне куа дабо чи хи вон ди на куншу сон ди тари ма ти шу на дина хи вон ди так, куншу сон, санги куншу ни лама ла чуди чи, санги ла чуди, чу ла чуди чи, гене ла чуди чи, сари Tama Sanji ni ni chi zhen rang langa nama zhen ma ting keng de. Sanji ni dacha tingpa ri, dacha tingpa tida na yin yu Sanji. Tung zhen yu, Sanji zhe nyumun kanga de pa na zhen. Ani rang yu ki yu diya ji yu Sanji kun shu zhi. O teni ta chen pa ri yi shri. Ani Sanji kun shu de nda na ri. Ta ngan zhen dina ja jina. Ma Sanji kun shu de pina. Dacha tenpa tabu ni yin na, dacha tenpa jitang tangpo ni san ji ji pa yin sa di. Ani san ji pi tsui ten di doji ten lo, sa gan doa tsipa chunga ni nga di lo, san ji pi tsui ten. Tari son ni, san hama ni ji tsa di yi di yin na, san ji pi tsui ten yi yi si gui. Tenda ji ma to, tari son ni dacha tenpa di, tari son ni si jengi mi bada tenpa di ji, tenpa ji ma to ji gi, ado tame bada napa tenge di gugwede, anzi kuzhu yin na naji yuekin, taji yuekin. Tanda ji ma tenge ba, anzi yunne donne ge naji meke, sanji meke, sanji koronde anzi ji nyingu yu maare. Tanda yin di dacha tenpa depe, dacha dine sa tenpa ji, anzi sakandwa tsepa chungan ge ji. Anzi zang ji ni chi ma sung ba ji ni, tata ma kitere, anzi kapo yi jo, dāngā sōngu dāki dāngā guyō sari. Nā gu guyō dāngā dā kārī rī sā na chī dā bā tā chīmbu hībū yīn sā dī nā chī yā nā rō jī sā nī jī yā shio tā rī chōng nī yā nā chī sōng rō jī sā dā mō rī pī dā mō bī gu dō yī chī sōng kēng dā lā chī kī dā sā nā chī kī chāwā nā pō jī jī nā wā dā nā jī gā dā nā yī sā rī wā dā nī jī nā dō jī dā nā dengi chiko san teko bari.
So here, when we speak about the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, those are what we call object of refuge. And in the many prayers and the refuge prayers, we take refuge, beginning with taking refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So in which case, when we verbalize those verses, I take refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, So the Guru and Buddha are said to be in the same nature. And then Dharma, taking refuge in Dharma. Dharma is actual refuge, which is the most powerful remedy for our delusions or mental afflictions. And then the Sangha is the one who actually assists you on the spiritual path of one's own development, of one's own spiritual path. So here, let's take a simple example of Buddha Shakyamuni as an object of refuge, which is a type of refuge in Buddha. Of course, Buddha Shakyamuni actually encapsulates all three objects of refuge. Buddha Shakyamuni is completely enlightened, and he possessed Dharmakaya and the Gyanakaya, which is the wisdom body. And then he is a perfect Sangha. So therefore, at this point, if we think about the Buddha as an encapsulation of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, it's more comprehensive for us. So now here, thinking about the Buddha Shakyamuni as the first object, which is to whom we are taking refuge. I take refuge in Buddha. Then you can think about Buddha. And then what is meant by Buddha is a Buddha, someone who is perfected two purposes, in other words, the purpose of one's own self and the purpose of other beings. And that is said to be a Buddha. And his quality, such as wisdom, realism, emptiness, wisdoms of the Buddha, is said to be the Dharma. And then, of course, Buddha Shakyamuni himself, again, is the Sangha. So this is how, you know, one can condensedly focus one's mind upon Buddha Shakyamuni being the encapsulation of the three jewels and take refuge, then take refuge.
So ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི ཕྱི 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 ཕྱ ที่ท่านท่านที่เรียนยี่ก็มันยี่บาลลบายท่านอาจารย์เดนี่ถ้าโตยตัวบัดดีกันยี่ก็ท่านอาจารย์เดนี่มาตัวมาตัวพลามาตัวนะพลามาตัวนะสุดที่ว่านาจิกิเต็มที่สุดเดนี่มาตัวงั้นสุดโตถูกมาดิถ้าพ่อพ่อเรียนเรียนเดนงั้นสุดโตสุขุยคนร้องเงินมาดูปะร้องสมาตัวเองสักทีอยู่คนมึงยานาคิมันยี่บาดก็เข็นเดน่ะตัวนี้ตัวเบลอส คือหานักมีแม่ป้าตัวเขียนลอดเลยตัวนี้เงินส่งตัวเบลล์จีรีโอ้แต่หลานเดียสิ่งเดียร์เนี่ยตัวนี้หลานเดียที่เบลล์ดีกันหลานเด็กยืดทุ่มทุ่มแม่ป้าหนึ่งงานหลานเดียทุ่มมารีป้าดีกันแต่เป็นการนะคุ้มบ้านคุ้มงานก็ชนะบดีเอ้ยคือมากระดับจะปีกเรียนหลานเดียดีกันเอ้ยคือเขียนอะไรกันแม่ป้าตัวเขียนลอดดีกัน คือเขียนอะไรกันแม่ป้าตัวหลานเดียตัวนี้เงินส่งตัวเบลล์ยินทัดีเอ้ยชโลมาปีกเงินส่งได้บ่ได้หลานเดียร์ก็มาชโลมาปีกเงินส่งตัวเป็นกันจังโกเดียสิ่งนี้การเรื่องนั้นคือหลังก็โกเดกูมาดิชโลปีทัดีนั่นโกเดมามาจอนั่นคือยาเสียงจิโร่มาตั้งโกเดียสิ่งนี้ตัดจงเดียโกเดียหลานเดียนี่ดีสิกรีมาจากกูจะทำมาหมายมาเก่งงานงานลำบากเองดีเก่งกู
ロテツ、ブランジュ、ニュー、カンガジェ、ランディン、デギ、クイキャン、ネギ、メパトニー、パメパジュ、メパジュ、クイアンジュ、エチモン、ゴジェン、センディ、パカグリ、ゴジェン、センディ、オー、ゴランディ、ジョニー、セテリ。ウディン、ランディン、ジョニー、タナン、ペキン、バ、ランディン、デコマン、ノロディ、チルマ、ピキン、センディ、ランディン、ランディ、ティ、ヒパリ。ランディ、トニー、ノズン、ティブ、ロジガグリ。
So, when we take refuge in three jewels, we are actually taking refuge in three jewels to protect us from the suffering of cyclic existence in general, because there are three ways in which we take refuge in three jewels based upon one's mental capacities. One is one takes refuge in three jewels in accordance with the small scope, middling scope, and the great scopes. So, however, the most important thing that we need to understand is when we take refuge in three jewels, and you're actually asking the three jewels to protect you from all those, sufferings. And then here, the main question here is, when we speak about, asking Buddha to protect you from suffering, that doesn't mean that Buddha will actually just come from nowhere and protect you and take you somewhere else, externally, and then you are free from suffering, and where you have, where you enjoy your, existence and so on. So now, the main purpose of taking refuge in three jewels is to first recognize what is meant by Buddha and the qualities of the Buddha, such as wisdom, realizing emptiness of the Buddha, the Buddha's compassion, and so on. And so now, then one must understand by what means he or she has become completely enlightened beings. What is the causes and conditions lies behind, gaining the state of enlightenment. So when you ask these questions, then you see the Buddhas in the past were not primordially enlightened. They were all same beings like we do, like we are. So they come to understand there is a way out of this, sufferings. There's a way out of this, cyclic existence or the samsara. So by seeing that, Buddha then embark upon the spiritual path that really leads them to the free of sufferings. In other words, nirvana. And so the main protector or the protection is the namden, which means the truth of the path, and the cessation from suffering, the path and the cessations. So those are the actual refuge. Because the path and cessation of suffering is the actual antidote towards all those mental afflictions, the delusions. So the delusion or the mental afflictions are actually come about because of the ignorance. The root cause of all those mental afflictions, we have all kind of mental afflictions that are within us. If you think about ourselves in this particular day, today, what kind of thought processes that we have gone through, if you try to recall that, not many of them are very virtuous or wholesome. Many of them are really induced by ignorance. We have all kind of conceptions. Even if we did not get a very, generated a very gross level of negative thoughts and emotions at this particular day, such as getting angry, frustrated, and impatience and hatred and so on and so forth, but there's always one kind of negative thoughts and emotion that comes with us at any time in 24 hours. The way we look at things. And then the way we conceive things and events are all completely mistaken, and that are delusions. For instance, just think about, I'm going to eat my lunch, and you have a sense of I at that time, and very conception of that I is completely mistaken. And it is erroneous way of perceiving I. Because the way we perceive I is we perceive I as something that exists independently, and then it exists by virtue of its own sight. Which is completely wrong thoughts or wrong conceptions. So now... Now this to take refuge in three jewels is to actually to overcome those. Particularly when one takes refuge in Dharma. This is the main purpose. How the Buddha, when you take refuge in Buddha, and how such individual has become a Buddha. Is there any possibility that I can be an enlightened being? And if so, how can I do that? Then it comes to the path and the cessation of the path. And then in order to really embark upon the spiritual path and the cessation to the path, and one need assistance, someone who really assist you to embark upon the path, so then the Dharma. So when you are, when you carefully think about these three jewels, and those are all something that is that's all connected, and it's an integral part. It cannot be, we can't really just, I take refuge in Buddha, but not in Dharma. I take refuge in Dharma, but not the Sangha, and so on. But once you take refuge in Buddha, then the Dharma will come into picture. And when you take refuge in Dharma, then the Sangha will come into pictures. It's all, one after another. So this is how you see when you speak about taking refuge in three jewels, is when you take refuge in Buddha, and then the question asks that how the Buddha actually come into existence, how someone has really become enlightened, and then this will take you to the Dharma, then this will take you to the Sangha, and so on.
Anzu Miki gate the Matan did it, then you couldn't lose the toads and hard the Kana Mandi King. Me keep at the gate, couldn't the toe nugger, Jamba Tarato Nuguri. Tate Miki tone. Oh, then I can get that topa singing the gate, the toa la, then hard the Mandi Baton, hard the tanchic and hard and draining, under the tuning because I china. Nanti papa kalau tu ni musuh tu, sementara mihi kita dalpata anak ini kita tuh biru, kau ini jamba tegar nanti. Ha topa sengen dekai musuh mai kita topa sengen dekai. Anak nanti mihi cuma tu ni kerja tiada, orang tenda aja tuh tu 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 ni, kau tu ni yer tu ni yer itu mihi kita anak ini siapa pun si tu ni gua mari. Ha dan dan tenji kal ha dajen dulu ni berkeri, sedaji dan tenji dan dan tu ni gua teren. Toba de keep at Togu, Tondi, Hard and Danny, Todi will money. And that Tiget Tuna Pachima, Papa race at you law, Papa sing and race at the end, put tuning the tongue. And the Toba go to an eye, me token, Yeti keep at it, me he gave until about town, and he told me that no sooner to pass again. Lade said, and that.
So when we speak about the path here really refers to the wisdom realizing emptiness. That is the path. So here again, wisdom realizing emptiness is the mind that understands emptiness is non-conceptual. In other words, the intuitive realization of emptiness is said to be a wisdom realizing emptiness. And at the moment you have achieved this wisdom, non-conceptual wisdom that understands emptiness, then you are actually said to be achieved on the Arya's path, the path of superior beings. Until then, regardless of the profound understanding of emptiness that you may have, so long as your understanding of emptiness is in a very conceptual level, then you're still not yet, achieved wisdom that understands emptiness. For instance, when we speak about the intuitive understanding of emptiness, is when I look at my cell phone, if I, you know, that is held in my hand, and when I look at this my cell phone, there's a disparity between the appearance of the cell phone and appearance of the cell phone and the actual existence of the cell phone. But when we conceive as an ordinary mind, when we conceive the cell phone, and we conceive the cell phone as it appears, as it appears to one's own conceptions. So when we understand the wisdom, or when we generate wisdom that understand actual mode of existence of the cell phone, then the wisdom, that particular wisdom would not really, ascertain the cell phone as it appears. So this is the difference for us. So when we speak about the wisdom that understands emptiness directly, without directly at the free from conceptual understanding, and it is again like your eye consciousness that's looking at my cell phone. When you look at the cell phone through your eye sense, and when you think about the cell phone, there's a big difference between the two. One is a conceptually understanding that the cell phone, and other is actually you have nakedly, you're perceiving the cell phone right in front of you. So when you come to understand emptiness intuitively, this is how you will understand emptiness, as if your eye consciousness, your eye sense is actually perceiving the particular things in front of yourself. That is what is said to be emptiness, direct understanding of emptiness. So most of the time, when we speak about understanding emptiness, when we meditate on emptiness, and our understanding of emptiness is based on, generic understanding of generic image of emptiness. This is called dunji in the Tibetan term, which literally means the meaning generality, which is a generic image. Based on this generic image, you then conceptualized this emptiness. So when we speak about understanding of emptiness intuitively, the intuitive understanding of emptiness is completely free from this, having appearance of generic image, but rather it understands emptiness nakedly.
Rare ta tu ni ge lo ju tuma mari pa se ne ta gi ng de ke ni ya de mari pa de ge so so ran so so ge ng ne ge ngang de a yang lin tin tin ran ran ge de yin ba de se ng ne da me ta ng bu na ma zo na de ng ne de ma yin pa ji shen da ji ran ng ai ai na bi ma ru ma nga ra ma ra zo tu pa ji ge ne ra se to me pa ton do se chi ni ຈາຫາມານຈາລະທົມມາມີຊິກະດາຈິປາໂຕລະຄວານະຄໍຈິກິເດມັນແນກຈິທົມມາມາຣິປາດິເດດານຈິດາມາຍດານຈິດາມາຍນໍດາຍຊິດາງນີ້ຕົນດາທົມມາມາຣິປາດິເດນີ້ລະງາງານລະທົມມາມາຣິປາດິເກອັນຍີໂຕກາດິເດຊາຈາຫາມານດາຈິປາໂຕຄວາລະຄໍຈິກະທົມມາມາຣິປາຄືດິດານີ້ນະຕັນໂຕຈິຍາເກບາປາຈິປາໂຕຄືຄວາຄໍຈິກິ Tuma Maripa, Tuma Maripa, ta tegi e tuma mari pa ge so so khen di ge ge mai ba to ne khen la de sing do ta te tuma mari pa lo chu la de sing de ge so so rang no ma du pa ra so ma tu pa ra mi khen du se tuma mari pa la nga la bi khen di ge lo de ge khen na chi se me pa to khen de na tu ni tu bi lo se tu se ki tuma mari pa khen na ge pa me pa de tu se re ki khen na ge ma re तो बोलो देने तो नहीं मुझे सुन तो बोलो ऐसे गांधी तंद मीठी किसूर बात देने तो वो तंदे ये लादे सिंगे ते कि तेरे
so it is the ignorance that causes us to you know revolve within the cyclic existence and it is ignoranceThat binds us within this unenlightened existence. So, why it is important for us to generate wisdom realizing emptiness is to overcome ignorance, is to eliminate this ignorance. Because without understanding, without generating this wisdom realizing emptiness, lamden, which is the path, the truth of path,one will not be able to, you know, overcome ignorance. If one is unable to overcome ignorance, then one will not be able to, you know, free oneself from secular existence. Then we will then revolve within the secular existence, within the suffering of secular existence continuously. So therefore, the wisdom, cultivating the wisdom realizes emptiness,is very important because it is the actual remedy for our ignorance that binds us within the cyclic existence.
Oh, then Godin singe teri. Then udro Ladin singe teri. Then Godin singe teri kare re. Then tanda tuni te bolla dekha suda kuchu. Tuma mari pa nyamu de phapki sadhi lo.
So, once you have achieved this wisdom and understand emptiness, then you will not allow your you know delusions to multiply. In fact, this will reduce one's delusions or the mental afflictions gradually, and then finally it will you know completely eradicate all these delusions within us.From one's own continuum, and that is said to be achieving nirvana. So just by, you know, achieving wisdom, understanding emptiness alone, you will not really, you know, as soon as you achieve the wisdom, realize emptiness, emptiness will not really lead yourself to free yourself from cyclical existence, in other words. And to so once you have achieved this intuitive understanding of emptiness, then you have retained what we call the name of superior beings and or the Arya beings. And such a individual who possess such a mental quality can be then considered as a dual Sangha. Other than that, even if someone is a fully ordained being, it cannot be that it not necessarily be an actual dual Sangha. Because the dual Sangha must possess this the mental quality that understands emptiness intuitively, or the direct understanding of, direct realization of emptiness. So the Buddha is analogous to a physician who diagnose your sickness, and then Dharma analogous to a medication. It's actual medicine. Is whatever the in the medicine that is prescribed by one's physician is actual remedy for one's sickness. And similarly, whatever the teachings that is given by the Buddha, one need to take that and then put it into one's practice to eliminate one's delusions. And then the Sangha here analogous to assistance. In other words, you can take the simple example as a nurse who actually help you, assist you when you are sick. So this is how this is what is meant by the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Buddha who diagnose you, who's able to find out, who can find out what kind of problem that is lie within you, and then prescribe you, which is the Dharma, the teachings of the Dharma, and then the Sangha community who will assist you on the development of one's own spiritual path.
Oh, Tadaji, and then Kugan Yubaram, and Meji Taz Naji, Tata Digi, and then Meji Takaneta, the Chibuki Buji, the Medjil, so join and could call the turning them. And call general, and could Tani, and Lamala Jodaji, Sanjila Jodaji, Chula Jodaji, and I go to the Dan Dodilla, and Tag and Dozi, Pamakoa, the Kushan, the Shay. And the Kunju Susan, the Churchigina, and the Napping Yuri. Tag Chris. Sign the corn, run the day, and you could eat a mala judge, your son, your judge, your children, 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 your children.
So then when we take refuge in Trijos, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, you can think it in, you can, you know, imagine in this way, Buddha as a physician who diagnoses your delusions and prescribe you of overcoming prescribe you of medication to overcome your delusions, and Sangha community who assists you on the spiritual path.
Lala no more during a second duty and query, the inner cream about the juries. And sung these the candidates and an unlimited moon, the mapazo, and sung these then a song joined in that among under the Chiba Chicha, Sajinian, Pumbo, Quaco, Wundig, and the Kunonga, when the robot nodded on the negative in his area. And the song he has sung in his area, and children, Tiluji, the Dosanjing, and the legend, the Quacha, and Chin the Lelujin.
So therefore, it is through mental transformations one will achieve freedom. It is through mental transformation one will become a superior beings or the Arya beings. Because when we speak about the Arya beings or the ordinary beings, it's really made on the basis of the mental development. And someone who has gained, who understands actual mode of existence, or in other words, ultimate nature of reality, intuitively or the non-conceptually, said to be the Arya beings, and the individual who have not understand, who have not achieved this intuitive understanding of actual nature of reality, or the direct understanding of actual nature of reality, said to be ordinary beings. So this is the difference. You know, difference is made between the ordinary being and Arya beings or the superior beings based on the spiritual development.
And then also, Chinaman, Copiatum, Yuri. And she singing, the other man and them about the Chi, about the Chi, and the girls of a Melbourne, John and Rimari. The Jaw Chamal Pimpy Chito. Jenna Chi, the Rang Jaw, the Malaysian Bajetonanda, and Candy Jenanda, Tarijan and Jaw Chamalo. Tang is soon gone now at the Tundus and Chesun and Atiago, the Jigu, Deliya tabi chini yin, sansa gyawa kaan jiba de, wo delam hoku yasari. Kuno chudon ya nga gyawa na ji, shodin da ji, nanda chimu halama ji, pyugin yin nanda, soto kogi khande ji, manan dan dhugin na kari yin na. Mato yin, chi kanda ji jina la, dekha de chi yin isa manan dan, dekha jina dan digu yasa ma de, de, kari ki kuno chudon da bo de, chawa chima la pimpi chi de yin, san chugin yin na, de gyawa rigiri isa. What is it? That's how my center for the chi may as a lo shayuri.
So here, you know, when we speak about practicing Dharma is not something that you are reciting mantras or you are just saying some prayers or reciting, you know, sadhanas and so on. The practice of Dharma is meditations. In other words, the meditation is the actual practice of the Dharma. Because if you really think about the practice that we do, studying from taking refuge in teachings, reciting mantras, and sadhana practice and so on and so forth, all of those practices are actually meditation. It requires a meditation. When you take a special, you know, right from the beginning, when you take refuge in schedules, before you actually take, you know, recite this refuge formula, refuge mantra, or refuge verse, you have to, you know, we need to shape our motivations. You know, so shaping motivation is one form of meditation. So it actually begins from meditation, from the beginning to the end. Because if you keep just simply reading the sadhana, simply reciting mantra, will not really become a, you know, actual practice of the Dharma. Of course, this reciting sadhanas and mantras will calm your mind for a while, but as long as you are not actually internalizing, you are not actually focusing your mind on the actual meaning of those sadhanas and you know, verses, then it will not really become a actual Dharma practice. So in order to become a actual Dharma practice, and you need to not only just verbalizing, but internalized. Or in other words, to focus your mind on the meaning of those verses. And that is the meditations. You are actually meditating.
Some jagotayana. Chukun chudala, Lama Sanji ni Chi Chi Chukun chudala, Gudian Ladin ni Chi, Lama 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 Lajo Sanji Lama Sanji ni Chi Mado Lokamari, Kos Chi Gachandir, Sumuyo, and Chula Chodachin Gendela Lama Sanji, Chula Chodachin Sadder, Gudian Ladin ni De Taki Hindi Adre, and Gendela Chodachin Sadder. So the Gendian singer, the Tadding, Peking, Penna Nathan Abajia, Dada, the Tong, or Sanji Lama, the Sanji Nibu, the Dada, the Pesungri. Oh, Chi, the Pen Pesungri. Dada, the Tad, the Matanata Tawa, the Pen, the Tachu, Matu, Dada, Tatum, Madua. And
So it is very important to, you know, understand the three jewels as a practice to practice, you know, Dharma genuinely, the Buddha Dharma genuinely, in other words. So, therefore, it is not simply just enough to say that take refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, but rather when one recite these lines of taking refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, one to make sure that you're able to actually reflect your mind upon the meaning of those Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. With the reflection of one's mind upon the meaning of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, if one recites, then one is really taking refuge in two jewels. And it is what we call practice of taking refuge in two jewels is said to be the gateway to entering oneself into the city of practice and the Dharma.
And then in two seconds, I'm going to go to the Chimala Pimbi Chitri. dāngchā tō tsāngi tāng dā chōng bāngā sāng tā, sāngjī tīkā yō mā tā, kū tīngjī nā wā nā tū nū tā lī kā nyō mū mā kā chā mē mū rā mū bā tō nā rā. Nā dō tā yā pā pā rī nā tā, nā dō tā chā, nā chā lī nā tā, sō sā rā chā dō tā chā, nā sāngjī nā tā tā, nā sāngjī kū lūng tā pā tā, sāngjī kā tāng tā kā rī rī sā, sāngsīng lī yā jī tū kī yī nā, nā pā sāngjī jī kū tī tī kū nā nā, Sūjīnā tā sūnā tāmā nā tā sūsā kō sāngjī tā sūnshīng nā kīñi nā kīchū kūgīwa mārī pā kāngkāng kītā tsumā kundi kīrī sāngjīnā tā sūnā tāmā nā tā sūsā kāngā wāsā nā wātā nā kī sāngsīng jī tūgī nā nā sācīyā kāntā yō nā lā nā sācīyā kāpā yō nā kō rā 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 kī tūpā tū tā sācīyā kāmyā pā yō tā kō nā tūpā kāmyā pā dī chūlu tū tū kīrī chū nā yī sūng And the second time you take in no good. Good on that, Tambo coin the Kusan, Dajon, Dajan, the Yachon, and the Kusan, the Ton, the Sanji, and last Sanji, and I think him with the second time you pama ink and mama ink and means. And then last second time you are Sanji, I take you can do something around the creek and then teaching along in the Sanji. Second time you turn the Sanji and then Sanji and tell the Jar and which is Dakama party, Naja Timbak on the second and Pink, I did to go, oh, those. Sāṅgā yī tāndā dhī, sīcīṅgā tāndā sāṅgī yī, o tāndā jīn sārī.
So here, now, when we speak about taking refuge in individuals, as a, you know, we are actually, supposedly, we are minor practitioners, right? So for us, our taking refuge in our practice of taking refuge in individuals, it's not just really to wish to overcome suffering of our own self, but also to overcoming the suffering of all other sentient beings. So if one lacks these motivations, even though you are reciting the Mahayana, you know, sadhana, the sadhana that belongs to the Mahayana Dharma. Even one is engaging in the profound practice of the Buddha Dharma will not really let yourself to become a practitioner of the Mahayana. So in order to become oneself to a practitioner of the Mahayana Buddha Dharma, one must, you know, in tune one's motivations into what we call the understanding of bodhicitta. Whatever the practice that you may do, it is to aiming towards unsurpassable state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. Then this kind of, you know, motivation will then make yourself as a practitioner of Mahayana and Buddha Dharma. Otherwise, if one lacks those motivations, recites the, you know, sadhanas, even deity practice and so on and so forth, will not really, let alone those practice will become a Vajrayana practice, it will not even become a Mahayana practice. In order to make one's sadhana practice Vajrayana practice, it must be a practice of Mahayana practice, because Vajrayana is one part of Mahayana practice. So if one lacks bodhicitta, wisdom realizing emptiness, then one sadhana practice will not really become irrelevant. So therefore, everything that, you know, here one practice, the practice that you are doing to make one's practice as a Mahayana practice and make oneself as a practitioner of the Mahayana, and one's motivation is always grounded upon the, you know, generation of bodhicitta, which is very, very important. So, here, if
you know, one practices, if one engages in the practice based on generation of bodhicitta in conjunction with the understanding of emptiness, then dedicate this, whatever the practices you have done, towards one's, you know, achievement of one's own enlightenment, as well as the enlightenment of all other beings. Then this kind of dedication will really become authentic dedication. In other words, because this dedication will actually implant, it becomes a seat for, you know, gaining oneself a state of enlightenment. Otherwise, if one engages in the practice, and if one, you know, lacks dedications, then this will not, again, one's practice will not really become a, you know, actual seed for taking, I mean, enlightenment or even liberations from samsara. Because when we, you know, engage in the virtuous, engage in the Dharma practice, engage in the practice, we accumulate merits. But the very merit that we have accumulated, it exists, the very existence of this merits in a very, very vulnerable manner, because it can be destroyed at any time if one has not done dedications. And dedication must be done on the basis of understanding of understanding of emptiness and bodhicitta. Well, it's, in other words, it says because one instant of generating anger will destroy the eons of accumulation for merits. So this is how much the negative thoughts are you know, one's delusions or the negative thoughts and emotions has the power to destroy the eons of accumulation for merits. So therefore, in order to really in order to really sustain one's merits that one have accumulated, and one must dedicate it, and one's dedication must be done on the basis of understanding of emptiness, reflection on emptiness, in other words, and bodhicitta. So right from the beginning of one's day, to make one's day meaningful, begin with taking refuge in three jewels and shape one's motivations by thinking that whatever I do today, I will do so without harming any other beings. And if possible, I'll do my best to help other beings. If that is not possible, I will at least refrain from harming others. That is the, you know, that is a really good way of you know, beginning one's day. And if you're able to do this one day,
and then 2 days, when the day goes by, then this really becomes a part of your, you know, morning practice and a routine. So as soon as you get up from your bed and wake up from your bed, you will not think of, you know, turning on your TV, or you will not think of actually, you know, having a cup of coffee or tea and so on, but rather you will just, as soon as you woke up from your bed, you know, it just naturally, you know, become accustomed to your mind. And so naturally you will, you know, shaping your motivations and you know, thinking about your making your day meaningful and be you know, purposeful. Can you take questions in this or no?
I'll ask a question. And it's about the understanding of emptiness. I understand that the intent of the teaching tonight is to talk about refuge with an understanding of emptiness. But my understanding is that when you have a direct realization of emptiness, then you become an Arya being, that is in fact liberation. And in fact, you still have mental obscurations, but you are no longer trapped in samsara. And that sounded differently from what I thought I heard you say, Geshe-la. So could you clarify this for me?
The Quran Samyan Anjavina. Palam Tovena. Palam Tovena. Palam Tovena. Any quality of this?
Quality. Yeah, that's the type of money.
What?
In a Palam Tovena, Nandi Sachi Nyali, Pumunda, but then I go to a. Oh, the Nazi, Madu, Tipa, there's a kind of this. Quality. Listen, you want to pitch it in the Tabasan about the day. In a quality of Tabata to you, Maroa. Tai lita nyomu gi nyupa na chek mi re zha chan pa chan gi ni mat
so though you have
pop san pa che the papa ta nyomu lu pa kina ji mu gi gi
so though you have gained the direct realization, the emptiness, you're still not yet freed from samsara. In order to free from samsara, one need to achieve nirvana. Just as soon as you, you know, because when you come to understand emptiness directly, you're actually stepping into the path of seeing. And the path of seeing is the first step of the Arya path. And so therefore, there's still a lot more to go.
So, again, this is my understanding from the teachings that I've heard, that on the Mahayana path, when you achieve the path of seeing, that you still have mental obscurations, and therefore you are not omniscient, you are not a Buddha, but that this is the level at which people on the Hinayana path are no longer reborn in cyclic existence. They no longer are forced into rebirth after rebirth, and are liberated from that. So that's my understanding from what I've been taught.
Quran, you know, the Talam Toba, you know, Nyande Toba Sarucha.
Ah.
Talam Toba, you know, call it Toba Sarucha.
What did Toba Mali?
The Tiko Tawa Chijun Kawa Chigurwa.
The Tiba Chijun Chigurwa.
Tawa Chumu Limbena. The Tonam Tobin, a co Tavatoe Marva.
Togoman,
and they call Tavatuni and Common
Tomato, Gulandra,
Milan, and the Tajan Bogovan to the mother, but Tago Marva.
That
Tavatim Becovina.
Tavatim Bogovina, he go to look. Could no wonder Rapa the Papam and the Tamad in the end you are.
Did you call a
Tatayaman?
Tavatim Be Tonam Togin.
Ah,
Tavatim Be Tonam Togin.
Tipa tapa thoyo mari
melam ngon song chidan da melam ngon ngon
mari mala ngon de song de na ko da chong de an de sha ro wa mala ngon de ma song de ye ne ku ku ji thung pa de gung pa kan da na da pa de pa tham de pa thoyo mari gung na ko go chen pa jang ngi ji mo bo yo de pa de go ri ni na no mo ge ki da chi ro ji thu ge ji ma ri hu mi ba na za cha de ro wa
tarbat raso so it is, you know, again here when we speak about the Arya beings, there are two types, right? One is the Mayana and the path of seeing, and then the what you call the Hanyana, the path of seeing, such as Shravaka and Pratigya. So far as the path of seeing of Shravaka beings, Shravaka and Pratigya beings are concerned, though they have gained the intuitive realization of emptiness, they are Arya beings, but they are still not free from samsara. In order to, if only they become a samsara, free from samsara, is to gain, to become an arhat. Until then, they are not. So Gita is also saying again here, according to Hanayana teachings, the path, you have, you know, you still have, you know, you're still not free, though you have gained, intuitive or the direct realization of emptiness, being on the path of seeing, and you still have not freed yourself from samsara, because you're still, it says, you still possess this contaminated aggregates. It is based on Hanayana teachings.
Good.
So what's the difference between the lower and the higher Abhidhamma, and is that can you find that, is that along with the Abhidhamma Kosha versus the Abhidhamma Samkhya?
What is the lower Abhidhamma?
What's the main difference between the Abhidhamma Samkhya and the Abhidhamma
Kosha? Okay. Kron the Dirisha. Dirisha. Kasa Zhe. Zhe to wa. Tanda. Kodi Tonsha tanda de. Dirisha kanda Zhe. Ngomba kundu da. Ngomba kundu da. Ane ngomba kong la ni le kewa kariris.
Tate nga kida Zhe di. Masa. Masa.
Masa. It is the different volume. They have explanations, and one is in a condensed way of explanation, and one is the elaborated explanations that we find.
But that thing is that, tanga tagi kindiya the pangjala nyamundo charo ni cheni thuna thuna rapa the pang chamundo na gan pangji jenyer. Ina chamundo kul neji dena angje thugyo man.
So once you have gained the path of seeings, and you are not actually dominated by the delusions. In other words, you completely abandon the gross level of delusions, and you still have the subtle level of delusions to be abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
I was wondering, what would,
you're asking this question, the difference between self-aware and selflessly aware. Or, I mean, maybe I'm asking the difference of his words in describing self-awareness and selfless awareness.
Self-awareness and selfless awareness. कोई त्योहार दिखेंगे इस तो तड़ी रहेगा दाल गोचा वादन दामेल गोचा वन्य केवल करियर सिंस रहे दाल गोचा वादन दामेल गोचा वन्य केवल करियर इस
तेरी दामेल समझी ने दागों दाद मार्जु पति कितनों क्यों ते छिपा रहने रहा दामेल सम कांसा के दामेल देंगे ना जिन्हें तूने देखा नहीं रहा दामेल दाद आज दाद में बन अभी क्योंकि विरोध दाद में दाद से है जन सोचे रान दाद से आंग से रो दाद से बोले जैसे दाम है तो तूनी का दाद रान चुपान दे चीगे ताँत चुपाते चीगाने के लिए है
इट इस सेल्फ अवर्नेस एंड सेल्फेस अवर्नेस किस लेसन दो. He doesn't really, you know, he doesn't understand the question much, but it looks like contradictory. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
So how about primordial awareness then? And primordial awareness in the sense that you see reality exactly as it is, or you see it to the extent to the full extent.
What is the question?
The two different kinds of primordial awareness. Seeing one who knows the nature of reality as it exists, as it is, and the primordial awareness that knows the nature of reality to its full extent. Would that maybe come under the process of maybe selflessness awareness? I mean, in the sense that if you had a sort of awareness that was always underneath all of it, you know, sort of like the.
I'm sorry.
We were talking about the direct.
Is that kind of a Dzogchen approach?
Well, yeah, I was pertaining to that, but I'm more looking at the awareness question. It's an awareness question of. When he's talking about the direct emptiness and seeing direct emptiness, and what I understand is that awareness, there's a certain point of awareness that is consciously there, and then there's also sort of an unconscious the awareness too. That's always there. I mean, it's like there's something always there, and then there's something that's consciousness.
So
you can only cognize like one of them or something.
So are you talking about the difference between, or are you talking about primordial awareness versus omniscience? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think I just was wondering if you had any elaborations on consciousness, you know, on awareness and how we see things. You know, in ordinary terms, and then how we see things in more direct wisdom terms, in the sense of what we've been able to experience with all this dharma that we've been studying and practicing.
Does this have to do with subtle obscurations, kind of? You know, like there's just like it sounds like. The selfless kind would be just like no obscurations whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then if you're still seeing, if you think you're saying Dhammadhatu or something, then you still have a little attention concept, even though it's quite vast, it's still a tiny bit of concept.
Yeah. And when you said Dzogchen, for instance, and they say that you go, that it's always there, it's primordially always there, versus that there's a contamination and you have to get rid of it.
I think you're really... Yeah, it's probably... It really refers to, I think, in the... According to the Dzogchen, I think that's a primordial Buddhahood and then and a reawakening. There's a one primordial awakening and reawakening. So a primordial awakening, according to the Dzogchen, is primordial awakening is a Buddha nature. In other words, if you really you know, understand this point of view on the basis of sutra system, then it is Buddha nature. And then the Buddha nature is the naturally enlightened, or the primordially enlightened. This is what the term Dzogchen mentions, actually. And once this primordial mind, the primordially enlightened, is actually free from advantageous obscurations, and that is then what we call reawakening. This is what Buddha actually is trying to, the Dzogchen. So if you are really bringing from the Dzogchen point of view, but I can, ask Kishila about, it's just so this is what, because I'm just clarifying with him whether this question, because without understanding questions, I can't ask him, That's so. Is this what you are saying?
Yeah, that's more.
Yeah, because I can't really present the question.
Yeah.
I'm
good for you. Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. Yeah. The Korang gyan de the Dzogchen nan tong zong se to pechen.
Ah,
yeah. Le na le ya Deme sangye, deme sangye na yang sangye ni dus. Deme sangye na yang sangye ni dus. Deme, kondi teje, chokin peche lo goro ba. Nali ya, deme sangye sengenche na yang sangye ni dus. Dini le keba kar chekins.
Deme ka mo. Jijile.
Te kari na sondu kya na.
Tenga siya me. Deme le kari.
Deme sangye na yang sangye ni le keba kar chekores.
Sanji Sanji la chi ndek san ji ju tam de san chi pa chi ne chi ba re. Ne mo de ma pa san de.
Ta de ne ga chi te ja kon da to khoran di tan de de zo jin ran je be na ni tan de de me san ge sing ge de ma ran sin de ran jin ne re lu xia wo ro kon zo.
Ha le ya ye.
Tan de ning me lu xe
che. Ya ye
ran jin ne re. Ran jin ne re lu ya ta teme sangi che
ta
de lobu gi dimde cha ro de lobu gi dimde che ro wa lobu gi dim lobu gi dimde cha ro de ani yang sang ge che ta din yu le ke ba de che ro wa
a de chi ba
ge le ta ko de ne she de ro wa
ta
da yang ge gen ma din ya wa ma ra mi ge che na
ya ya a de chi gen ta de nga ro ro kham ka
la sa
ta ra chi ni ge da che ga ni
la sa
ka ji kon ji la ha le ne de chi chi ge ge ga bun de
la sa
ya bu
So, Krishna is saying, even though that is not very clear for him here, but he said he doesn't know about the Dzogchen, but he said probably this is what it really refers to, the primordially awakening and awareness. It really refers to the Buddha nature. It's a Dharma Dhatu, in other words. And then once, then again, this kind of qualities actually exist within the, sentient beings, within the entire sentient beings. There's no difference at all. And then now the difference is, the layers of those advantageous obscurations, in other words, delusions, That's the difference. Some delusions are, some individuals, their primordial awakening mind is obscured, you know, completely. In other words, the layers and layers of obscurations. And some of them, their obscurations are, you know, again, not that intense as others does. So then, here again, when we really become actual awakening, to awake that rigpa, in other words, that awareness, then that doesn't necessarily, someone who has a less obscuration can become enlightened first. It again depends upon the forceful antidote, the way you apply the application of the forceful antidote that you apply. If someone who's really applying the antidotes, even though his or her obscuration is very intense, but if the person is actually really getting into the point, and then obscuration can be done within one's lifetime. And then someone who has an even lesser obscuration, it's not good, lingers on, you know, it's just, the generation. So,
yeah, that's great. Thank you.
So this is what, you know, gives us understanding.
Oh, so when I wake up right in the morning, and then when I remember my dream, right when I wake up, is it because when I wake up, is it that I just conceptualize what I see right then and make the story out of what it is, or is it that in my dream I'm actually understanding the images and things right when I wake up? I mean, something like that. Before I practice Dhamma.
You mean? Can you rephrase once again? Because I can't.
When I wake up, right away.
Yeah, you understand.
And then I remember my dream. Right when I wake up, and I the moment when right when I wake up, and I say, "Oh, that was my dream," and so I am saying conceptually that I have, you know, certain events took place in my mental cognition, right? When the moment I wake up, right then, did I just make it up? Or did I make it up while I was dreaming?
Our dreams, memories?
Yeah, our dreams, memories, or is it something that is...
Yeah. Is that a significance?
Or? At the time that you wake up. That's
his question. Oh, I got it. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Dilesha, the Quran is... Jodhi penara susu nyeva kawle konda maa nyeri nyilam tangirwa. Nyilam tanga chani ni te shoge yaalanda nyilam di tengirwa. Ta nyilam tenbe kawle ya de tenshi shurwa. Tenshi shurwa. Nyilam tenbe ka tenshi shurwa. Tenshi di kawle ya da na tenshi di rangi tenbe kawle ya ta nyilam kawle ya na shabwa nawa shurwa. Digi de yore besi lukwa.
It
is a memory, because you collect the memory of what you had, what kind of dream that you had, in, you know, when you asleep, and when you woke up in the morning, and you remember the dream, right? You remember the dream, you remember the what kind of dream that you had. That doesn't mean it's like it is just a memory of what. The dream that you had, but that is not a what you call it is. It is not something that is true, right? It's not something that is true, and if you make a story out of that, it is a increasing of your conceptual elaborations. And that actually lays the foundation for an arisal of all those conceptions. And then make more and more stories.
Last week you talked about, at the end of the lecture, how you need to... How we need to use all of our strength to combat the inner enemy in order to energize him with ego or ego grasping. And first of all, is that the true inner enemy or is that our ignorance? And secondly, is the path towards battling that inner enemy, is that towards always being aware of like in our minds and taking refuge as soon as we're not able to subdue our minds? How can we best approach that?
Tere shi, ta khasin yama tsuzu shida kanda dha singin de dha di nang liye de bata, nang ki dha di cha wo res. Ta nang ki dha di tanda mariba, ina dha dhani, danzin,
de
nang ki dha cha wo res.
Rang yu kung zhina wo dhina mo yu.
Ta nga su ta wo res, dil khabde cha wo ro basta. Dil khabde cha di gang liya da, khabde cha di gang da, kan su chik, ka kemru che, kemru simche, kari che bine, that the khapde dil ya ta kan da nyem bu ten to go ro west ba kem do kem do sim ge je do si on de kan ya
jo do sim ge je mo je ten de to go ro wa ni ne sam ba ya dam bu ji ji ne ku ka re se ja ti
tan de nang ge ta de se go ro
nang ge da de ro wa de 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 kon nang ge da de kon jo do sim ge je kon de ku me ba de jo to go ro wa sa me de jo to go ka ro wa de ma ku chun da jo wa ne ā khu chūnu 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 tāngu rā, tīndi nā kīnji tī kui nā jī tīndā yā chidō jīna tā kā gu 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 rā, chūnu rā gu rā, tāmiān tī tā yā tūnā rā mā tū bā jī kā gu rā, nā tū wadī chūnu 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 tā tī nā jī jīyān rā bā jīna kū tīndā jī chidō jīna ā sāng tī chūr mā jī bā jī, pā chū nē dā nā jī 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 lā yā jī jīna, ā sāng kā nā tī nā tī kā rā kā gu sī kato, sī nā tī nā kā rā kā gu gu rā, nā mō nā pā tī tō tī nā tīng gu gu sī.
So most effective way of, you know, combating with this inner enemy is always, you know, as soon as you have something that discomfort, something that creates discomfort within your mind, distractions. Because normally when we have I'm distracted and we always blame elsewhere. You know, this is what you should abandon. You should always think about yourself, you know, what really makes your mind distracted. It's your own delusion. And as soon as you notice that there is a arisal of negative thoughts and emotions within you, then try not to embrace that. And try to recognize. You should be always vigilant, you know, about our negative thoughts and emotions. Because they are very sneaky. You know, it just comes right away. Even when we're in the praying hall, right here, in this moment, being in the in the meditation hall, and being in the presence of Buddha Shakyamuni, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, but this always comes in and makes us pray. You know, it just sneaks into us, and always try to cause harm upon you. So this is how you just look at this. It all happens because of your ignorance, or in other words, ego grasping, right? It's everything that comes on self, I, we, the way we you know, perceive I, is we perceive I as something that is in the center of universe. And that becomes so important for us. And when, by not knowing that kind of grasping at I, actually, putting you into a jeopardy. So we have to always be vigilant about
how much the harm that is really, you know, given by the ego grasping, the grasping itself, in other words. So if you are very vigilant, you're always, you know, aware of that, then gradually you'll be able to, you know, lessen, you know, other, you know, the negative thoughts and emotions.
So he does the same thing. Somebody got an adjective, meaning the cat was you raise. Somebody got an adjective, you would hear you, Tiny Tony, should the Chilhona, adjective, you know, the cat on the other day, you do.
So, in the beginning, for us as a, or, you know, initial practitioners, as soon as that you find that you are in a situation that where you are about to engage in action that is harmful to others, and as soon as you realize that, and try not to engage in that. Try to prevent yourself from engaging in that. In the same way, if you're able to, you find that you're in a situation where you're able to express negative, in other words, like harsh words, you know, something that is offensive to others, try not to, you know, let these words out of your mouth. And this is how we train. In the beginning, you know, though you are not expressing it, but there's still discomfort within your mind. You know, though your mind has become a little bit uncomfortable. But once you are really trained yourself, and you know, gradually, then, you know, you'll be able to do it naturally. So nothing else, like a, you know, external condition, can really distract you.
Malam Jevgin Sala, Malam Din, Malam Din.
Good.
So on page 23, prayers after teaching, and page 24, the mandala offering, and then we skip to page 28, and auspicious wishes.
Sambhi Gyuadi Kenda Vakuma Kampeta Shepaji Sumasa Chapani Kendi Limpuri Tose Jishu Peji Joshi Medota Rero Nijinandi Jemani Sanji Hilami Kuwai Rakunanda Hindu Kewashu Samadha Deme Chiji Pela Lujiji Sadana Chiji Dendu Kuni Yuji Changi Kupanu Dujo Durunam Durak Yadayami Rodeje Nagrati Shoshu Jivada Lola Tenji Dumeza Sumpi Dumeza Mirai Kuri Hikami Kaitami Wa Maru Junine Kere Zimwa Tinze Jasuri Api Siti Pad Hinduji Kujita Chubada Kun Sambu Tia Pijinte Yawan de Dotan Rotomo Yawan de Jay Moa Kana Shotomapati Taki Gita Wadi Kunja Jay Rotomo